Okay, today is Daf Mem Gimel. We're on Daf Mem Gimel. We've tried our hardest to, on Daf Mem Gimel, where exactly are we? We're almost in the middle. Mara? That's what we're up to? Okay, Mara Shanifa, okay. Okay, we're up to, we're almost probably in the middle of the Amid, Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. We're up to the Amar of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar of Yochanan. We're going to try our hardest now to do Mem Gimel and at least half of Mem Dalid, so that tomorrow is a Tainus, Tisha B'Av, Lala Lord on Tisha B'Av. And if someone told me that they had to learn in the afternoon, if it's a Seder, it's not, there's no Hedda like that. There's no Hedda like that. There's no Hedda like that. It's a clear halacha that if you're Mava Sedra every single day, a certain portion every single day, you're not allowed to do it on Tisha B'Av. I don't know that has to. Erev Tisha B'Av is already about the machlokes. If you're going to do nothing, you might as well learn. The worst thing you can do. What? Yeah. I'm giving an answer. All right, so we'll try to do our best. Here we go. Amar of Yochanan. Mara Shenikva, if the gallbladder got a nick, remember, nikva means a mashahu. V'kaved sutmasa, or the liver got a puncture. Where am I? Kshira. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Mara shenikva. The mara got a puncture. The mara got a hole. The kaved sotamte. And the liver sealed up the hole. Right, they're right next to each other in the body. So the gallbladder got a puncture, but the liver went ahead and sealed it. That's kshira, that's kasha. Next. Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Yochanan. Nikev hakorkavon. If the korkavon got a hole, got a nick. A korkavon, you see the picture. A korkavon is the gizzard of a bird. It's like the stomach. It's very similar to the stomach. There's a picture of it here. It's like a ball. It looks like a ball. And it's basically the stomach. So if that place got a nick, the kiss shalom kayim, but the kiss, which is the article translates it that the inner pouch was intact, then kosher. The bird is still kosher. What about the other way around? What about Nikkei Bakis? What about if the inner pouch has a hole? The Korkavan Kayan. And the Korkavan is okay. My, what's the din? Kashma, same din. The Rav Nachman, Nikkei Zeh below Zeh, Kasha. It has to be a Nikkei through and through. One without the other is going to be Kasha. Doesn't make a difference which one has a Nikkei and which one's good. Doesn't make a difference. Either one, it's Kasha. On my Rava, Rava says, now, if you look at the picture in the art scroll of the veshet, the veshet is the food pipe, right? It has a white inner lining and a red outer lining. Okay? It's a white inner lining and a red outer lining. So Amar Rava, Shnei Oros Yeshol Veshet. The veshet has two layers. Chiton Adom, the outer one is red. Upanimi Lavan, and the inner one is white. Nikiv zeh below zeh, kosher. If there's a nikiv in only one of the linings, that's kosher. Why? It's not considered a nikiv in the veshet. Right? It's fine. Lamali lameim achitzon adom upnimi lavan. Why did I need to know that information? I needed to know that information because the ichalif trefa. If it's reversed, that would probably be extremely abnormal. But if it's reversed, by the way, that's a trefa. Ibailahu. What about this? Nick Bushneyan Zesh Lokineged Demahu. What if there's a nick in both layers, but they're not lined up? The nicks are not aligned. So what's the story over there? So Umar of Zutra Mishmaid or Papa, the Veshet Kusher, in a Veshet, that's fine. In a Veshet, that would be fine. But not considered a nick. Why? Because the nick is not all the way through. I have the nick in the red and in the white part. Yeah, but they don't line up. However, the korkavon puzzle. In the korkavon, that would be, in fact, puzzle. Why? So Rashi says, in korkavon puzzle, hachi tzvirle, mishum shahamaychal mitasev sham, because the food gathers there, umechalchalin, that's what that means, v'nichnas v'nekev atshiyoti derech ha'nekev ha'sheni. Somehow, since the stomach lining, basically, it's the stomach lining. So there's a hole in the lining and a hole in the stomach, but they're not lined up. So Rashi, it's still trefa. If I have Vashia, it's not a trefa. But here it is a trefa. Why is it trefa? Because the stomach can move somehow, and the food can escape. If the food can escape, that's a trefa. That's what Rashi says. Maskevlar Rashi, Adrava. Just the opposite halacha should be. Veshet, in a food pipe, the achla ba bay, where the animal eats, upa'e bay, and it bellows, it cries. Revach gamdale upashtale. Right? Revach gamdale upashtale. So the food pipe is constantly getting bigger and getting smaller. It's growing and it's contracting. It's expanding and it's contracting. Zimnan dimahan dimahizdan dahade kadadi. So it's very possible for the food to escape that pipe, even though the holes are not lined up. But somehow, with the contracting and the expanding, it's possible for the food to escape. Kurkavan the menach nayach kidekoykoy. But the kurkavan, the food sits there. The kurkavan doesn't move, doesn't expand, doesn't contract, doesn't move. So therefore, the opposite shahalacha should be. And Amalei Ravacha Breder of Yosef or Ravashi, Hachi Amrina Mechaz of Barzutra, Amrina Mechaz of Papa, Kavasach. You're right. Halacha is like what you said. Next. Amar Rava said like this. Krum she'ola machmas make b'veshet eino krum. Krum is a scab. If a scab develops on the wound, there was a hole, but the scab developed. The veshet, on the veshet, ain't no krum. That's not considered a proper scab, and the animal's still a trefa. Okay? Look at Rashi. Second to last Rashi, ain't no krum. If it imnikave, and if it has a hole, v'nistim, and it got plugged up, afilu also bostima ava, even if it's a thick plug, Ana miskayemes. It's not going to last. Kidamrinan be yavamis. Listen to this. Listen to what Rashi does here. Like we're saying yavamis, the kurshavka, if you have a person who's a kurshavka, what does that mean? He has some kind of deformity by his male organ. Right? What exactly? I'm not sure. With some deformity. Nike, so what the halacha is? Nike is puzzle. If he's got some hole over there, puzzle. He can't not let him marry a regular Jewish girl. It's right. Nistam kasher. But if it's nistam, it's kasher. Meaning, if it seals itself, it's kosher. V'zeo pasul shechazar lachshero. That's a psul that can get undone. The psul can become no longer a psul. Zehu lemute krum sh'ala machmas makev v'riya. That comes to exclude a scab that grows in the lung. Rashi now goes from the veshet to the lung. Right? She'eno krum, it's not considered a scab. The chol, the kuve, the trefos, lo mahan yilahu stima. Anytime you have a trefa with a scab, the scab is irrelevant. The salka behu la'acharzman, because it's going to fall off after a time. Below dummy liriya shenikva. Don't compare this to a lung that had a hole. The vidofen stomta, with stimas. Don't tell me about all the issues we're going to have later on, where the gallbladder sealed the liver, the liver to the gallbladder, and they did seal the lung. All those cases, says Rashi, that he seemed to make karhi. The animal was born that way. It was born like that. It was born with that scab over there. That's different. How do you know that? That I don't know. But that's fascinating. Actually, that's what we read. Okay. Amar Rava, back in the second to last line of Amen Gimel Amen Aleph, Veshet ain lo bedika b'chut. A Veshet has no bedika b'chut. Ella b'snim. Only internal. Inside. I think it means internal. Only from the inside. Right? In other words, the way Rashi says it, you can't tell if there's a trefa on the red part of the Veshet. Why not? Because it's red. So any, if it's on the white part, you see down there, what's down doing there? That's obviously a trefa. Right? What? We don't check today. No. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? The Gemara says, l'safek drusa. Where it's a safek, whether or not it's a drusa. It's a safek if it got, attacked by an animal. Look at Rashi. What does that mean, safek drusa? Kigon hanach, the ikal mechash lahu. Well, maybe we should be suspicious about this. Kidala kamon. Like we say later on. Iyu kashatik, if the lion is quiet, the inhu ka mekarkaran, and the animals are screaming, right? Bamrina le kamon. Drusa sha'amru tzricha b'dika. The drusa, you have to check. Ve'ena asura, it's not asur, ad chi yadim kineged hachalal. Unless it's read by the hole. Ubisimonim, and by simonim, ad chi yadim wa simonim atman. Have to themselves be read. There's a hole. Elisha eres madim asimin. The poison of the lion makes the simonim red. Umachalchel and spreads viored lachalchel baveshet in nikar mimus el b'fnim she'ar lofer. And again, you won't know that because the you won't see the poison because the poison's red and the outer layer is also red. You won't even know about it. But if the inner layer is white, you check the red. And you see red there, then you'll know it's a problem. Right? Okay. By the way, the Gemara asked earlier on Daf Chaf something. The Gemara asked, wait a minute, maybe you're going to shech the animal right in that spot. Right? So the Gemara gave a very difficult answer there with a bird. I don't really understand it, but I just we had that Gemara already. Anyway, the Gemara said, Hahi Safek Drusa. There was a case of a Suffolk drusa, right? There was a lion lurking around. We don't know what happened. So Suffolk. The Asayla Kameh de Rabba. It came in front of Rabba. Havi Kabatakle Rabba Leveshet Mavroi. Rabba checked the Veshet from the outside. Amale Abaya, Bamarhu de Amar Veshet Ein Lo Badika El Mufnim. You can't check it from the outside. The outside's red. How are you going to tell if there's any poison here? Right? Ibche Rabba. Rabba turned it around. Ubodke, and he checked the inside. He saw two specks of blood, the tarfa, and he made it into a treifa. And by the way, Rabbi Namelech threw the abaya with the boy. Rabbi knew the halacha. He did it just to test the abaya. By paying attention, so he purposely, right, old teacher's trick. He'll purposely say something wrong just to see if the students are paying attention. Parents do that also. It's an old trick. Okay? Next. Amar Ula. Yashav lo kot peveshet. If there's a thorn lying in the food pipe, in choshesh in shema havri, we don't have to be choshesh. Maybe that the thorns ripped the food pipe and somehow it healed. We don't have to be choshesh for that. Now, daras hatichos tzakin tmeya simen. We don't have to be choshesh for that. V'ula ma'ishna mi'safek drusa. Why is this any different than a safek drusa? By a safek drusa, we said, if there was a lion lurking around and the animals are screaming, there's a shash that somebody was attacked. You might not see the attack, but it happened. You better check the animals. Attack them over here, you don't have to check the thorns. Why's the difference? The answer is, kasafer ula e'choshel safek drusa. I'm not choshesh for that. It's a very far-fetched chashash. You don't have to be choshesh for every far-fetched thing in the world. Listen to the Gemara's next question. What about the case of two pieces of meat? One was kosher, one was not kosher. You ate one, but you're not sure which one you ate. So what's the halacha? You have to bring an asham talui. Why? Because you have a suffix. Don't you have a suffix over here? Give a suffix whether or not the animal got the veshet got ripped and it got healed. It's a suffix. What kind of comparison is that? Hasam over there, it's chazik isura. There, one of the pieces of meat is definitely trained. No shayla about that. So there's a bitch, right? Here, what's the suffix? You're creating a suffix. Maybe, what kind of suffix is that? That's not the same thing as the meat. The meat, one of them is Bade Asr. Umayshna, what about this one? Mea Veshet. What? I'm sorry, Mea Shochet. What about the case of the Shochet? Vitzakin, where he did a shechita, the nimtza peguma, and it turns out that the knife had a problem with it. But I don't know when that problem arose. Did the problem arise before the shechita or after the shechita? What's the halacha? Big problem. So again, Ulu says, what do you see? That when it comes to a suffix, you have problems. So why don't you create problems over here? You have a suffix. Again, hasam is godly reusa b'sakin. There, there's a problem with the knife. Look at that knife. We see a problem. The only shaila is, we don't know when this problem arose. That's a big suffix. It's not the same thing at all. Says the Gemara to the Ula, how about this one? Umayishnam b'sakin tumah v'rushas ha'yachid. The spooky tumah. When you have tumah in rushas ha'yachid, what's the halacha? Suffix. It's to be machmir. Right? So what do you see? When you have a suffix, you have to be machmir. Why don't we compare a case of this thorn to a case of tumah in Rosh Hashanah? After all, animals eating in Rosh Hashanah, right? Why don't we compare that to smuke tar, where it's something with tar in Rosh Hashanah? The answer is, Elohasam, tells us a gemiri la misota. Right? No, it's halakha la moshim tina misota. Tosas asked that question on the first case of the Sefer Nida. Tosas said, a Nida is tumah, correct? Especially in times of Vitzim Mikdash, it had ramifications. Today, you just can't go near them. But no, there's no other Tumah. So Tosfos says, well, you know what the halacha should be? If she became a Nida in Rosh Hashayachin, then she's Tameh, she's Tameh. But if she became a Nida in Rosh Hasharabim, then she's Tahorah. So let's say if it's a Safed. We're not sure what happened. Is she Nida? Is she not? Right? We're not sure when she became. We don't say that. Why don't we say that? Because the rules of Tumah and the rules of Isser and Heter don't coincide. They're different rules. They don't merge. Right? It's a brilliant question. That's a brilliant answer. They don't merge. Said the Ula, what are you telling me about Tumah? They don't merge. By Tumah, it depends where it happened. Why? Why is that? Because we're not from Zoza. Why do we do that? We don't know the answer for that. There's that question. When it comes to issues of Tumah, it depends where the Tumah arose. If the topic arose in private property, it's Tumah. And if in public property, it's not. It doesn't apply to women. It doesn't apply to animals. No, there's no comparison like that. I don't mean to say women and animals in the same sentence. I don't mean to do that. Right? There's no comparison like that. Yosef Ahum Erabanan Kamei Rav Kahana. A bunch of Rabbanim was sitting by Rav Kahana. Yosef Ekamar Nimseis Itmar. Ula, we're going to be medayik in Ula's words very carefully. Ula said Nimseis. Ula said it happened to that Nimseis. What does Nimseis mean? All of a sudden, it was down there, right? It was down there. Aval Yashav Chayshinon. What if it was stuck there, sitting there? It was sitting there. It could have been there for a month. Then you know what? Then we are Chayshish. I'm Rav Kahana. I'm Rav Kahana. Lo Sasitu Le Yashav Itmar. Don't listen to anybody who says Yashav is a problem. You know why? Aval Nimteis Lo Itzvich Le Ula. And if it was down there, I don't need Ulas even at all. Don't say that. You know why? The chulu chaye v'riyasa kote ofen. Every animal eats thorns. Every animal eats thorns. If that were the case, you'd drape up every animal. They all eat thorns. You hear? Chulu chaye v'riyasa kote ofen. All animals that graze eat thorns. Right? And yet, we don't drape every animal in the world. Why? Because ulah doesn't make a distinction. Whether it's down there, whether it's sitting there, it doesn't make a difference. If you have a trefa, it's a trefa. And if not, we're not creating them. Oh, it must be the thorns. They have must be the trefa. No, we don't say it. It must be. If you see the trefa, it's a problem. If you don't, it's not a problem. Next, itmar tarbet habeshet. It's a little complicated. Tarbet habeshet is the article calls it the court of the esophagus. Basically, it's part of the esophagus, very close to the jaw. Right, it's very, very high up there, right near the jaw. If you look at the picture of it in the article. Mom is touching the jaw. So that, what's the story with that area of the body, with that part of the esophagus? So itmar, tarbatavesh, Rav Amar b'mashahu. Rav says a mashahu, just like the veshet itself is a mashahu. The veshet itself is a mashahu. That was in the Mishnah. Nikiv is always a mashahu. Rav says no difference. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Berubo. It has to be Rove. Okay? Berubo. Rav Amar Mashahu. Rav said it's a mashahu, makom shchitahu. If you do shchita in this area, it's good. Therefore, since it's good, it comes out that if it's good, just like the deshet is a mashahu, so too, this tarbut deshet also a mashahu. No difference. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's all the way down there, like before the lines get white. The imshachat sham kshera, if you shech there, it's good. Hilkach, therefore, dino kveshet. It's good. It's like kveshet. V'chi gemiri hagrama, Rashi reminds us, what about hagrama? Hagrama was shechting in the wrong place. One of the problems. V'chi hagrama ha-bekanahu de gemiri. That's only in the kana. It's only in the wind pipe is the problem of hagrama. Ha-bu beveshet lo shayach hagrama. Hear this? In the veshet, it's not shayach hagrama. Okay. So Rav says, amashahu, Shmuel omer berubo. Shmuel says, no, it's rope. Why? Lav makom shchitahu. We only found in the Mishnah eight or nine, where Nekev, Mashu, created a trade. If not, says Shmuel, why am I being tamach? This is not roi for shchita. This is not the deshet. The deshet, the Mishnah, the Mashu, I can't argue in the Mishnah. Otherwise, it's rope. Rope of the organ is has a problem, then it's a trade. Now, that's what Shmuel says. From my focus, Rabbi Shmuel, Hai niu tarbet aveshet. What is the tarbet aveshet? What is that? Amar of Mari bar Rufa Amar Shmuel. Amar Mari bar Rufa Amar Shmuel. Kol shechotcho umarchiv zeo tarbet aveshet. Anytime you're going to shech, not exactly the picture, but the art scroll, somehow when you shech, it widens. The veshet widened. Chotcho v'omid bimkomo zeo veshet atmo. But if you cut it and it doesn't widen, that's the veshet itself. What that means biologically, I don't know. Amalu rapapi mari lo amar hafi. No, that's not what he said. Umani rabbi barabaya, and rabbi barabaya did not say that. Rather, he said kol shechotcho v'omid bimkomo zetar bet veshet. No, just the opposite. If you shed and it doesn't move, it doesn't expand, that's the tar bet veshet. Ela ezu veshet atmo. What's the veshet itself? Kol shechotcho v'kavit, where you shecht it and it contract. Yona amar zera mibalta. Yona, the son of, says in the name of Zera that the tar bet veshet is where the animal swallows. The kama, how long does that last? Amar of avia pachos mishsarta. Less than a barley, but more than wheat. Ahu Torah, there was an ox, the Havi Livne Marubukfa, that belonged to the Rabukfa. The ox, listen to the story. The ox Kabe Shchita B'Tarba Taveshet. The Shochet began the Shchita in the Tarba Taveshet. The Gomar B'Veshet. And he finished up in the Veshet. Okay? Now, according to Rav, is the Shechita valid? Yes. Why is the Shechita valid? Because the Tarbet HaVeshet also causes the Shechita. It's all good. Right? According to Shmuel, is the Shechita valid? Also valid. Also good. Why is it good? Right? Because he holds that putting a nick in the Tarbet HaVeshet doesn't ruin it unless it's rope. And here it wasn't rope. Why? Because he ended off in the veshet. So according to both of them, it's good for different reasons. Right? You got that? That's the rest of the daf now. Amar Rava, so comes along Rava and says, first of all, Amar Rava, look at Rashi, third to last line. See the third to last line? I don't know what on earth Rashi says this for. Third to last line, see the third to last line? Middle of, towards the beginning of the line? Rava, Berei, the Rav Bar Yosef Bar Ishtachama. Rava is the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Rava's father's name was Yosef, and Rava's grandfather's name was Chama. By the way, Rava had a son named Chama. Right, Chama braid the Rava, he comes up. So Rashi tells you, Rava is the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Buhu Rava, the Kulei Gemara, Bar Plugta Dabaya. This is the Rava who in the entire Shas always argues with Abaya. Now, if I were Rashi, I would have put this Rashi on that beat of Sechus Bracha. Right? If By the way, here's Rava. Introducing you to Rava. Right? Rava appears on almost every single daf in Shas. Not Abaya, Rava. Almost everyone. Handful where he doesn't appear. Mamash a handful. Almost every page in Shas. I would have put a daf base of Rava, first day of Shas. Or Rashi waits till full daf Mem Gimel to tell you this. I'm not sure. There's a reason why. You'll see in a few minutes why he did it. Why he did it. There is a reason why. Anyway, I thought that was fascinating. Anyway, Amar Rava. Rumina le chumr de Rav, v'chumr de Shmuel. I'm gonna make the chumrs of Rav over here and the chumrs of Shmuel v'tarif nole, and I'm gonna trade off that animal. I'm gonna declare the animal a trade off. Again, I got sidetracked with Rav. It's biology, genealogy. Again, what was the case? The shochet started in the tarbet haveshet, finished off in the veshet. According to Rav, it's kosher. Why? The whole thing is kosher. According to Shmuel, it's also kosher. Why? Because he started in the tarbet haveshet, but that's only true if it's rove. That wasn't rove. He ended off in the veshet. So even according to him, it's also good. Comes along Rava, yeah, but if you take the chumras of both of them, it's going to be no good. And that's what I'm going to pass. Okay? Now, chumre de Rav, dama Rav v'mashehu. Rav said it's not a mashehu. For Rav, makam shchitahu. For Rav said it's a makam shchita. Well, kishmuel, dama lav makam shchitahi. Yeah, but wait a minute. Ish Shmuel ha'amar berubo. But Shmuel said Rov is a problem. The answer is Kirav, Rav Mashu. So if you pull this stunt, it's all trade. So Igalgal Milsa Matari L'Kamed Rav Abba. This whole story came to Rav Abba. Amalahu, Tura, Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel, Shari. No matter how you go here, whether you hold like Rav or you hold like Shmuel, it's Mutter. Zilu Amrle L'Braid Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Go tell the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama, whose name is Rava. Right, that's a hierarchy, right? You did that. Go tell the son, he didn't want to mention his name, so upset. De Lashalim, de Metura Lamare. Go tell Rava, he has to pay for the owner the value of the ox. Why? So Rashi explains, Rava probably fed it to the dogs, because he wanted to tell everyone he's straight. Straight, right? So what he do? He made it to the dog food. So the dog ate it up. It's not even here anymore. Go tell Rava he's got to pay for that. Why? Because halacha is, when a dayan makes a mistake, if he makes a mistake, it could be like this way, it could be like that way, he's part of the thing. But if he goes against the Beresha Halacha, he made a big mistake. Right? Judges are not infallible. He has to pay. So Rav says, go tell Rav, you have to pay for this. What's Rav doing? According to both of them, it's kosher. Rav went ahead and apostled it. Rav has to pay for that. His own pack in church, right. Amar Mar, Braid Ravina, not only that, Mosivna Tziyufta Klafei Sinoi de Rava. I can give you a raya that the enemies of Rava, meaning Rava, is wrong. Why? Because La'olam, Halacha is La'olam Hilchasa, Kedibre Beit Hillel. Really, we pass on like Beit Hillel, right? Barot to Las is Kedibre Beit Shammai. Osha, you want to pass on like Beit Shammai? Bakasha. Kedibre Beit Hillel, Osha. You want to pass on like Beit Hillel? No problem. Now, Gemara is going to ask that just contradicted itself three times in one sentence. Like the lachas like Bethilel, you can pass on like Beshamai, you can pass on like Bethilel. So this doesn't make any sense. The Gemara will explain that. Now, Mikule Beshamai, Umikule Bethilel, Russia. You pick every kula in the world, that's a Russia. Mikhumer Beshamai, Umikhumer Bethilel, listen to this. You pick every chumer in the world, Allah HaKas of Omer, the Torah says about you, Haksil, Bechoshech, Polech. A fool goes in darkness. You're a fool. If you pick every, you're not a Russia. Not a Russia. You're a fool. Right? Now, Ver Halacha, also the Mishnah Berurah, all the time, does say that if you take upon yourself a Chumrah, it's a form of Hidur Mitzvah. It's a Hidur Mitzvah. Really, that's what, if I'm going to be Machmah myself, it's a form of Hidur Mitzvah. Now, I take that back. That's not what he said. What he said is, you try to incorporate another shita into Hidur Mitzvah. He sets up a Hilchos Lulav, an Esrei. Halacha is, an Esrei is like this. But there's a shita that says this, and you know what? I'll pay an extra $5 for that. That's a Hidur Mitzvah. Try to incorporate more shitas into Hidur Mitzvah. Right? The halacha is, on Pesach, the following. But I'm going to hold from that shita too. That's not the same thing as a fool walking in darkness. Not at all. Right? Not at all. It's a very different thing. That's Hidur Mitzvah. Right? Pick every chumra in the world. It's a fool. Anyway, Ella, Ikibe Shammai, Kikuleyen, Bechamureyen. You want to stick with Beis Shammai? You take the Kulan, you take the Chumras. Iki Beis Hillel, Kikulehen, Ukechamoreyen. And if you take Beis Hillel, you take his Kulas and his Chumras. And by the way, everybody has Kulas and everybody has Chumras. People think that the Chazanish only has Chumras. It's not true at all. Plenty of Kulas or emotions, Machmas. Plenty of times. Plenty times. Stick with one Posek, that's your Posek. Get Kula shop, you get your Chumras shop. So first of all, the Gemara says, wait a minute, Hagufa Kasha. Amarta, la'olam halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. We start off by saying, the halacha like Beis Hillel. V'hadar tani v'rote l'asas k'divrei Shammai Yasa. Then we say you can do it with Shammai. So Gemara says, no, lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Kan koza baskol, kan lacha baskol. But the baskol came out and said, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So before the baskol came out, really you could do whatever you want. Once the baskol came out, now you really should pass it like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. However, even we don't pay attention to Baskol. We call Makom Kasha. Still it's a Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, how could Rava Paski like two Chumras? How could Rava do that? The answer is, Rava never did that. We heard him wrong. Rava never did that. The Amar of Tavos, no. Kula Karava of them. Rava Paski like Rav. Through and through. The question is, the article has a gigantic footnote here. Why did it happen? I'm sorry, there's a gigantic footnote here? Somewhere. Why did it happen that they misheard what Rava said? The whole tumult. They thought Rava said, we're going to trape it up according to both of them. It's not what he said. What he said was, I will like Rav. Don't listen to everything my brother Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Don't listen to everything. Is that always right? Doesn't hear so good. He doesn't hear right. Hach yamar Rav, Beshet, Nasnu b'chachamim, Shir. By Beshet, the Chachamim gave a Shir. Right, what was a Shir? They gave a Shir. Michlal, the Tarbat HaBeshet, Lav Makam HaBeshet, who? Well, you see from here, that the Tarbat HaBeshet is not part of the Beshet. Nevertheless, Rav said, Amashu. Even in the Tarbat HaBeshet, it's Amashu. So therefore, when Rav said that a Shechita, which starts off in the Tarbat HaBeshet and ends up in the Beshet, that's a Trefa, he was holding like Rav. Very consistent. Now, Lamaila Ad Kama, at what point, where does the esophagus end? In terms of the top of the animal. Where does it end? It's just sitting at the jaw. You go into the... Where does it end? So, Amar Rav Nachman, Ad Kedei Tfisas Yad. You can do Shechita until your hand can grab onto the esophagus from the top. Well, not Ad Kama. How far down does the Beshet go? Right? It goes into the stomach. So, at what point are you too far down? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avaravua, Ad Kedei Shiyashir. Until it becomes hairy. Apparently, the... I don't know, doctor, is that true? At the end of the esophagus, it becomes hairy? That's what the Gemara says. Any, is that true? Amar Vina, Amar Gneva, Mishmei Derav. For Vina said in the name of Gneva, in the name of Rav, Tefach, the Beshet, Samach, Lekaret, the last Tefach, right near the stomach, Zeo Karet Apnimi. That's the stomach. It's already called the stomach. Amai. So why does Rav Avua say that the Shechita in the Beshet is valid? Butter until it becomes hairy. Ki kashachet, the carrots kashachet. If you do it way down there, you're not shechting the vesha. You're shechting the stomach. Good suggestion, right? Anyway, right. You change it to say tefach the carrots samach leveshet. The tefach in the carrot near the veshet zehu carrot hapnivi. That's considered the inner veshet. It's not a steamer. It's not a problem. Ibayseima, or you could say ki kamarav. When did Rav say it's halacha? That he was talking about only. Torah demasher tve, an animal when it becomes very hairy further up, meaning not so far down. That's where you can't do the veshet anymore. Okay, a little more. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tarbat HaVeshet. If the Tarbat HaVeshet shinital kulo melichi kosher, if it became detached from the jaw, it is kosher. The Tani Tuna, we learned that already. Nital lichi hatachton kosher. If you remove the bottom jaw, it's kosher. Maskevlar Papa. What on earth? How could that be possible? Ba'ika simonim. You're taking the pipes away. If you remove the jaw, you're removing the pipe. Or Rav Papa, kasha matzitan. But the kasha not on them, on him. Kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, nita lechi atakon kasha? Now, fish lama matzitan or Papa lo kasha. It's not such a kasha. You know why? Ha de ikure. But Shmuel said that the pipes were taken and it's still mutter. He was talking, I don't know what this means. He was talking about where the pipes were removed. Ha de igrim igume ma'alva simanim. When the Mishnah said it's good, when the Mishnah said it's no good, it was talking about when the lower jaw was cut, I'm reading the article, the lower jaw was cut away from the flesh that is above the pipe, leaving the moorings of the pipe intact. I don't know what that means. Somehow, you're not detaching them to the extent where you're making it a trefa, and Shmuel said you were. El Shmuel Kasha, but according to Shmuel, how's he going to learn our Mishnah? The Gemara says, Lo te makula, don't say all of them are removed, Ela e marubo, say rather robe of them are removed. But to be said that if the greater part of the simonim become detached, it's a trefa. Amar Shisha Breid Ravidi, no. Ha, that's the ikpal ikpule. That's it was peeled away. That's what Shmuel said. Hasam, but the member of Rav Arbachana, that what? That if robe became detached, it's a trefa. That's the ifruke. They became separated a little here and a little there. Therefore, that's the difference. Yeah, I just don't have. I just don't know what that means. Sorry, it means words. But it means exactly. I know you have to study those pictures really, really well to see exactly what the chilukim are. All right. So we stopped here. As we know, the halacha is there's no learning tomorrow unless Mashiach comes before tomorrow. But as someone told me last night, we really don't have that much time because we're 12-7 hours ahead. So we really don't have that much time. But it still could happen. There's still time today. And if that happens, then we will learn tomorrow. But if not, we'll fast tomorrow, and we will resume on Wednesday morning. Everybody has an easy and an equal fast.